Okay, so this is my fourth audio on Anchor, and it'll also be a podcast, and you can catch it. It's from my blog on Medium under the name Richard James, and it's The Morality of Zoos. And WordPress, I'm called Elusive Ebooks, or Insta, you can catch me as Elusive Ebooks as well. So the blog, as I said, is called The Morality of Zoos. And it basically came about by me watching a commercial for a zoo. I won't name which one. I felt the bittersweet feeling of boyhood memories of visiting a zoo and innocently thinking, wow, I could see all these animals. They're not native to my country, but they're in front of me and I can learn something about them. And then as I got a bit older, I realized the harsh reality of a zoo, namely, just to list a few points, that it's an animal prison, with the animals not being there because of their behaviour like humans would, or their, you know, for any particular good reason. It's them being separated from their family or their group. Imagine they're out one day just wandering around. They know their family, they know whatever else, enemies in the area, they're familiar with it, and then all of a sudden they're tranquilized and taken away, or caught in a net and taken away, and they wake up in a zoo all of a sudden where they can't run around free. And they're limited. And my next point was that animals such as sea creatures are robbed of exploring so much depth. Can you imagine the sea, how deep it is? And some of them get to explore that fully, like whales. And they can travel so far as well. And they know during whatever season it is to go to these waters because it's warm or cold, and vice versa. But being in a zoo, they can no longer do this, and their habitat is managed by, you know, temperature control. They're fed fish that are dead. They're not hunting anymore. They're not doing what they naturally were born to do. My next point was that they lose their free ability to hunt their prey. They're large animals in such a tiny, unnatural environment. There's a lack of options for them in choosing a partner, because the zoo basically decides when they think it's breeding time, or if an animal should breed, they might even neuter them. You know, imagine that. You don't get to decide on your partner. A partner's thrown in there with you and you're expected to get along with them. My next point was there's a lack of natural environment. They might be woken up to fake meals or fake sunlight to try and simulate their environment that they would be in. But a lot of them, they're not getting the sunshine that they would get in their country, or, you know, the actual realities of their environment. They're being fed meals that they didn't hunt. You know, there's a lack of ability to store away meals. A lot of animals such as lions, tigers, like to store their meals up in trees or hide them away and come back to them. And they can't do this anymore. They're not using their natural skills to smell, to hunt, chase, run, be free. They're being stared at by humans in, you know, behind glass, and taking photos of, and having the glass hit by some people. It's really a weird environment to be in if you come from something natural to something as fake as that. I'm sure there's many more points and elements that I haven't raised, but I mean, feel free to drop a comment, anyone, and say what you feel I might have missed out, or if anything else. And the politically correct media will justify the continuation of zoos as being for a particular species' own good, because they were nearly made extinct. Yeah, they were, by namely yourselves. So who's to blame? You say they're nearly extinct and then you put them in a cage. And then animals being raised in zoos, people would say, well, they can't survive in the wild. They've been born in a zoo all their life, which is kind of wrong. As usual, I've run out of time. 5 minutes isn't enough. I've got more to say here. I might do a part two, depends on the reaction I get for this one. If there's not much reaction, I won't do a part two. People clap and like it, comment, I'll finish it off and do a part two. So wait for people's reaction. As usual, you have all the details, contact me, hit me up, let me know what you think.